Hello. Right, this is a quick audio boo on my iPad case, which I made. I got the idea, first of all, off of the Modern Pirates, or moderndaypirates.com, and they show you how to make a moleskin lookalike for an iPad cover. And as I read through it, I thought, yeah, this is pretty simple, you know. It started off because I see this review on these Dodo cases, which you can buy for the iPad, and it's a handmade case or cover, which has a bamboo insert, and they're all handmade, but they take about 5 to 6 weeks to arrive. Beautiful looking things, and the more I looked at it, I thought, well, I don't know, I'm sure you could make something along similar lines. So what I decided to do is I bought a book from the charity shop for £1. I bought a case for a cushion for 50 pence, which has got a sort of leathery type look to it. I mean, really, you just want material that has a nice feel to it. And I did look around. What I was looking for is fake leather or something similar. And I went around the charity shops and thumbing through the woman's section, feeling the skirts, often gets you weird looks. I did find actually an excellent piece of mock leather, almost moleskin looking in its quality and that. But the thing is, it was a miniskirt, and it was so mini there wasn't enough actual fabric to cover the bloody iPad case. So that was no good. But I found this cushion cover. So what I'd done is I went home. Originally, I was going to cut the pages, cut the middle out of the pages so that the iPad would fit into the pages that I'd cut out, and you'd have a surround, which would have, of course, been the, which would have showed pages sticking through. But when I measured the iPad against the actual book I bought, I found that the iPad was a little bit too wide, for this particular book. So what I'd done is I'd ripped all the pages out. I then covered the book cover with the cushion cover. I used a bit too much glue, I must admit. I'm a bit heavy on glue. I then made a couple of pieces of wood, top and bottom, to hold the iPad. And then I built another little piece of... to actually hold the iPad in so it wouldn't slide out, and it's really worked well. I'm really quite impressed by it, and it's pretty simple. So you could either just go and buy a book and do it and rip the pages out, or you could you can actually just use plywood for the back covers. There is on this on the handy pirates.com or modernpirates.com the actual measurements, which they give to be about 8 inches by 10 inches for the back pieces, and about 0.75 of an inch for the spine. But the great thing is, you need material that grips, because then you can stand the iPad up. And at the moment, I've got it in its case. It's easy to transport it. You just pick it up. You're not sticking your fingers all over the screen holding it. And obviously, when you open it up, you can then prop it up. You can either fold the spine right back, the back, and then it's got a bit of an angle, which I'd have to work on. But of course, if you just prop it up against something, it's at a lovely angle for looking at stuff. And if you want to watch a video, you just flip the back out, and there you go. You have a good viewing angle. So that's my homemade iPad case. There will be a version 2, and I'll speak to you later. Bye for now.